This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we are fortunate enough to bring in one of the top pitchers in Major League Baseball, and he happens to pitch on the south side of Chicago, Lucas Giolito joining us on Inside the Clubhouse on a Saturday morning. Good morning, Lucas.
That's my fault on the button there. Brand new studios.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Are you up? Because I'm told that you're a late sleeper. Is that true or not?
Yeah, at times, but no, I'm up and ready to go for you guys this morning here.
So the energy that Anderson and Mancada and the ability that Anderson and Mancada bring to the team, I guess, cannot be denied at this point. How do you look at what the team is all about when those two guys are in the lineup?
It's that explosive offense between TA, Mancada. You can kind of go down the whole lineup if everyone's going good, Pizzo, McCann. But it seems like we'll just kind of pop off. We'll explode. It could be the first inning. For me, as a starting pitcher, it makes me feel good to see that we're kind of trending in that direction right now, because that means I'm going to be pitching with more runs for us on the board. I had that my last start against the Twins, where I think we put up like two runs in the first inning, and then we put up a couple innings later, and next thing you know, I'm going out there in like the fifth inning with a four-run lead, and I'm feeling really good. So It's really good to see high energy, the guys are starting to really, really come into their own.
You know, the first half of the season, especially, Lucas, was really exciting for White Sox fans, and you guys got to 500, and just overall, just the vibe around the team felt so good. And then there was a lull after the break. And it seems like that is behind you now. It feels like you guys are playing good baseball as a collective, and feeling a sense of positivity and togetherness that was there more so in the first half. Is that fair? First half, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty fair to say. I think that just how baseball is, 162 game season. We were dealing with some injuries there coming off the All-Star break. Our team kind of just fell into like a little bit of a, I guess, like you said, a lull or just some hard times. But I think that we're showing some good signs of resiliency, bouncing back, winning some key series. Being part of this team now for, I guess, like two and a half-ish years, I'm really, really happy to see where we're at, and I'm really looking forward to the future.
Lucas Giolito joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. Lucas, you look at Dylan Cease and the outing he's had, and a lot of the outings he's had, they're kind of reminiscent to some of the things that you went through and Lopez went through initially here, as far as early game struggles and then being allowed to go up there and put some zeros up. It's nice to have that in a rebuild. I don't know if it's realistic that it's allowed when you guys are close to pennant winning or challenging for pennant type teams. But from the perspective of Cease right now, how do you look at it? And is this similar to what you went through?
Yeah, very similar, very similar. I'd say, going through the kind of growth period, when you first come up to the league, I was actually talking about this with someone yesterday. When you're coming up through a minor league system, especially as like a top prospect, so much of what you're doing is development. You know, develop this, develop that, work on this. Work on a changeup, or we need you to do this to be prepared for the big leagues. And then you get to the big leagues, and you know, the last 2 years has all been development that you kind of have to, I wouldn't say like learn, but you have to compete. You know, when you're in the big leagues, it's all about competing. It's all about winning. So there, I think that there's a bit of an adjustment period that everyone has. Everyone has their different pace to it. You know, for me, it took about 2 years to figure it out. Some guys, they might figure it out in 2 weeks. So everyone's different. It's just part of the process. You kind of have to trust yourself. But the thing with Dylan Cease is that he has such elite stuff. The 95 to 100 mile an hour fastball, big breaking curveball, slider. He's got everything. So for him, it's just about getting that experience. Continuing to learn how to compete, and he did a really good job of showing that last night.
He's Lucas Giolito of the White Sox on Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel here on 670 The Score. So I've loved talking about your transformation, Lucas, because I've learned a lot about pitching in the process, because it seems like there was four or five different things that happened. You moved a little bit in terms of your placement on the rubber, right? It seems like you got rid of a hitch that was there in your left leg, and I believe a little bit of a crossfire in the stride pattern, if I'm right.
Yep.
And then there's the brain canics, which was fascinating to read about, this neural development stuff. And then there's the fact that last year you threw 599 sinkers, and this year you've thrown zero.
Yeah.
And so which of those has been the most important, if you had to rank them, or is it everything?
Oh, man. If I had to rank them, I got to put the mental stuff first. I feel like just with how much I've worked on my mindset, my attitude, I feel like I could go out there pitching like I was last year with the stuff I had last year and still have limited success. Just because of my mindset. So I have to rank that one number one.
Wow. I'm surprised, because the stuff, the four-seam and changeup combination seems to have revolutionized what the ceiling is for you. But maybe that's too simplistic from my perspective.
Yeah, well, it's tough because, yeah, I did make a bunch of physical changes, and the ball's definitely coming out of my hand much better now. But the physical changes really weren't that difficult, or I guess you could say they weren't that, it wasn't like I was grinding that hard to get there. I just kind of finally let go of some things and started training in the right way. And that's kind of how it was able to happen.
Yeah. Talk about that mental side of it, because it's, you know, for relatable for the public and for people in the media, it's not real sexy, but it's so significant these days about Lucas Giolito coming off of the bench in 2018 after bad inning and then beating himself up, as opposed to the cerebral way that you handle it now.
Yeah, yeah. Last year was, you know, a lot of bad games, a lot of games that blew up right in my face, and I didn't handle it that well, because I knew I was better than what I was showing, but I was like searching for that feel, searching for that one good game that's gonna, you know, make it feel better, make it feel like, okay, I'm back on track now, this is what I need to be doing. But that wasn't really the answer. I was lacking confidence in myself when I was out there pitching, which is a big no-no that I now realize. I was lacking a solid, consistent routine, daily routine that that works for me, and that I know if I follow those steps, then I'm going to continue to hit the goals I want to hit. So, I mean, just a big combination, kind of really sitting down after the season was over, looking in the mirror and realizing that, you know, I had to make some changes. I had to, try new things, try new stuff. And luckily I was able to find the right combination of stuff that works for me.
Who's that mental edge guru for you, or what conversation or person might have helped you be able to do that for yourself?
Number one was my wife, Ariana. She was the one that kind of had to kick my butt a little bit and let me know that, you know, the stuff I was doing wasn't really working, and that she thought it was about time to try something else. So she was the first person I listened to, and from there I just kind of surrounded myself with people that I know and trust that are in my corner to see me improve and find success, and I just was all ears from that point.
It's one of the best stories of the baseball season. It really is. It's so instructive, really, in any walk of life. All right, let's check it out. Let's see, what am I doing? All right, let's change it up. Like, we can all take control in a way.
Absolutely.
This Players Weekend, I think the White Sox look good in all black. I got to say, I think it fits you guys. And Lucas is one of nine players around baseball to pay tribute to the late Tyler Skaggs this weekend. How cool is that? Nine different guys, either with cleats or with jerseys, and you and your high school teammate John Flaherty, both with "Love You T.Y." On the back. Why?
And Max Fried.
Oh, and Max Fried too. Okay.
And Ryan Braun.
Wow.
Oh man, I think there's a few others around the league too. But yeah, it's just, you know, continuing on. Remembering Ty. The amazing person, teammate, player he was. We have no intention of forgetting that, and we just want to continue to honor him in any way we can. And Players Weekend, when, you know, it's all about the players and showing off what we're about, we thought it was a perfect time to continue to honor him.
How do you take a positive reflection out of that without being stuck by the loss of someone that significant in your life?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, grief is different for everybody. I'm more, I guess, at peace with him being gone now, I guess you could say. It's just tough when I think about his family and what they have to deal with. For me, I just have little reminders here and there. I have a little wristband and, you know, the stuff written on my hat. For me, that's just how I want to continue to honor him and keep his spirit alive, as I move on through my career.
Lucas, we appreciate the time as always. Continue the great work. It's been a real pleasure watching you go out there, and the way that you communicate with us and everybody else around the team is just as enjoyable. So after your 15-year career as a top pitcher, I'm sure that you're going to be a media mogul down the line somewhere.
He will have made enough money that he won't have to bother.
But right or wrong, you enjoy it, correct?
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. You know, I'm just trying to be myself. It's fun. You guys make it easy.
Thanks again, Lucas. Have a great day. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Thanks again.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Lucas.
Lucas Giolito joining us on Inside the Clubhouse for something that's always looked forward to. He's so good at communicating, and like he admitted, he enjoys the give and take, and he I've rarely heard him bad when it comes to communicating after games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.